Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Hot dang. It's Jessica Dang.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Susie going toe-to-toe bin. Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on ye old bras. I'm Ronnie Carroll, the man who stars in your dreams and your heart. And here I am, gorgeous Ben Mandelker of Ben Mandelker's apartment, which we're in right now, currently. Hi, Ben.
Hi. I hope you didn't get lost in here. There are 16 bathrooms, and there's 11-foot ceilings, and it's just, it could be a lot to take in.
Oh, my God. I see the sky out of your balcony. I got sky, too. But since I'm so high up, it's better than your sky.
Yeah. Well, Ronnie, welcome back to the New Jersey podcast. You weren't here last week when Danny filled in for you. So you didn't really get to truly witness Jennifer like blossoming into the asshole of the season.
She really is a dick. I mean, how did we not... Did we see this? I don't remember our predictions.
We noticed because I got very mad when she showed up at the hatchet throwing with like a food tray from the supermarket. And I'm like, girl, you are new and you're on TV. What are you doing with that? Like, you're going to brag about your giant house and then show up with like a $7 fruit tray on TV when low you're energy. New? You're new.
Low energy noob. Yeah, she's the worst. It bothers me that she's kind of like a cross between... I think I already said this, but she does look like Jacqueline Larita and Kathy Najimy, like mixed their faces next to each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was sad to miss it, but guess what? I was so not sad to miss it. It was so amazing. Even having like one, I don't know why it feels like summer break. It's like, yes. I don't have to. But then watching Real Housewives of New Jersey last night and not taking notes felt really weird. I just sat there like, what am I even here for? Like, how do people do this?
Yeah. Oh, because you caught up last night? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you guys, welcome to the show.
Hi,
everyone. We're gonna be in Nashville next week, so we're excited for that.
Oh, yeah.
We got more shows coming down the pipeline. We're going to be announcing stuff very soon, we feel like. It's very exciting. A lot of pieces coming into play. So make sure you're paying attention to us. And the best way you can do that is make sure you're following us all on social media. So, Instagram, Twitter. We're on Twitter. We're at What Crappens. Instagram, we're at Watch What Crappens. So be sure to follow, subscribe, and all that because we don't want you to be left out next time we put something on sale.
Oh my God, don't be one of those people.
Because usually we like to do something like we'll announce like on Monday and put the tickets on sale on Friday. But sometimes with some of these venues, it's kind of like, okay, we're announcing today and they're going on sale in like 2 days. So you have to be on top of it, people, okay?
Another thing we're going to announce next week is what our new shirt's going to be. Right now, they're ho, 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 okay? Happy Ramonica.
Yeah.
But they take a week or two to deliver, so we're going to have a new one that's coming out probably next week or the week after. So keep your eyes out for that. And if you want to get the ho-ho-ho, okay, or Ramonica, Happy Ramonica, just like millions of other people did, which is why we're doing this podcast from a mansion right now, go to crappensmerch.com or just go find our ticket links and merch links over at Watch What Crappens.
I'm actually holding the Happy Ramonica T-shirt in my hands right now, I'm actually shocked at how good this. I mean, this is like, I mean, this is just amazing. It's so amazing,
guys. Don't you want to be saying that to your friends and family?
Yeah,
then do it. Okay, we're also on the TV party app streaming. Each of us goes on there once a week or so and watches the show with you guys or after parties. Last night I did the Real Housewives of Dallas finale with you guys, and we laughed our asses off. Ben's going to be on today.
Yeah. Just going to talk about you. Just talk about Bravo. We'll talk about whatever.
Go do that. Okay. Today, Real Housewives of New Jersey. Okay. Ramona's not even on this show.
Yeah. She's just across the river. Just across the river bend. So the ladies are still in Oklahoma. They've been having a fun time. They've been going out. They've been partying and et cetera. They're coming back from.
I haven't even seen Wind here. March, yeah. she keeps licking her
you
lips.
You guys want to know the truth. Okay, you want the truth? It's never been windy here for me, ever. Before. It's like, it's crazy. It's like, I can't. It's what is this? Is this like Joan Rivers, like, trying to fart on us? That's classic Joan from Beyond the Grave.
And someone's like, we brought it from New Jersey. I'm like, you probably did. You're probably like a farty crew. I would imagine this is a farty crew.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, so they're going out to dinner. Sorry. I thought they were coming back, but they're going out to dinner. This is to catch people up. Melissa and Teresa just had a whole conversation in the wake of the breakfast where she's like,
don't only visit Nona when you're gone, so like make him visit Nona more. And she's like, Teresa.
So they patched things up and now they're going to dinner.
Yeah. And everyone's awkward in the van because they think Teresa and Melissa are going to start fighting. And classic Marge is like, it's awkward. I don't know if they're going to start screaming. I don't want it to be like earlier. Like, that would be ridiculous. Like, it's like a cat's rolling around in an alley. Seriously? And she's like, oh, let's have fun. You know, she gets that squeal thing in her voice. Like, let's have fun. Let's have a drink.
Everyone's like, but you can't drink. She's like, oh, yes. So they get to a place called the Painted Horse, which is different than the, what's it called? Why am I blanking now? The what's it called woman.
Oh, the Quiet Woman?
The Quiet Woman.
The Painted Horse and the Quiet Woman.
So they go.
They're like the Quiet Horse. There's like a bunch of pictures of horses with no face on them, like in The Quiet Woman. That is one of the most disturbing restaurants. That's the most disturbing decor I've ever seen, The Quiet Woman. It literally is pictures of women without faces. I've watched Lifetime my whole life, and that's an abuse picture right there.
I think the most disturbing part is that we actually put our lips on that window. That was really, like, so vile to me.
But the most hopeful part is that neither one of us broke out in any diseases. I'm proud of you, Newport. I really expected worse from you, I have to say.
So they go into this place. It's just like a normal restaurant. It's like, it's about as generic a restaurant as can be. And Jennifer's like, ooh, it's very rustic. I'm like, it's not rustic. It's like tables and chairs. It's like, I'm sorry this does not look like the Grand Lux Cafe to you, but this is not rustic.
Oh my God, she is so Grand Lux.
She is like, she probably thinks the Grand Lux Cafe is like an actual like 5-star restaurant.
Yeah, she probably pretends to know Cece from Cece's Pizza just to be fancy.
She's like, we went to the Macaroni Grill and it was like a very, very fine meal.
I mean, have you ever had grilled macaroni? It hurts your teeth, but worth it. So Melissa's like, oh my God, this reminds me of when we go skiing. I'm like, a lodge? This is like a ranch house style. What are you people talking about?
It was
about?
Like really like a very, just like a run-of-the-mill, like normal restaurant. You could find it in any part of the country.
But it's not in a strip mall. So everyone's like, what are we, in a barn? Yes. It's a freestanding building? This is ridiculous.
There's no pizza oven. There's no like chafers full of pasta.
Yeah, where's the Joanne's Fabrics? Like, do you have to actually drive there from here? Like, what is this?
This is weird. I think this is the first restaurant I've been to that doesn't have a plastic surgeon next to it that Danielle Staub is at. So Jennifer's like, oh, skiing. I know what that is. It's like the sky, but with an eye. Anyway, I took my kids skiing once, and it was so much work. So I just left the nanny with them.
Well, no, I mean, look, it's not even a nanny. It's a wife. Because I need them to, like, cook and clean. Do all the things I don't like to do. Like, I mean, guys, my basement has, like, an 11-foot ceiling.
I mean, there's 7 bedrooms upstairs. There's, like, 2 guest bedrooms downstairs. 11-foot ceilings. We actually have our own power generator. It's actually nuclear.
Kind of explains my face, but it was a really rough time when the lights actually did go out one time. Don't bang on a nuclear generator. I'm telling you that right now. Make the nanny do it.
You know, I mean, aside from the fact that it's so obnoxious that she's once again talking about her house, it sort of gets overlooked, the fact that it's so problematic that she's like, I call her my wife because she does the cooking and the cleaning. I was like, I know that's probably a joke, but based on so far what we've seen, this is...
But that's her. That's how she is. She's like, I'll have a party if my husband allows me to. You know where I'm from. The wife listens to the husband. I'm like, guess what, bitch? Now you're from Jersey. You better drop all that.
Yeah. Okay? And she's like, I have a security system in my house for the wife. Like, I do a random bag check once in a while to make sure everything's okay. I'm like, what are you, fucking TSA? Yeah.
The NSA, the nanny security agency.
I know.
And then the other new girl, Jackie's like, or Jack, what's her name? Jackie,
yeah.
She's like, I trust her. I mean, look, you either trust him or you don't. Like, what, you're going to give him your kids all day, but not your silverware? Like, yeah. What is that?
That's like her big line of the episode. She repeats it about 5 times.
I know, I was proud of her.
So she then got one in. Marge is like, ran it back, check, yeah, I get I think the next step is to get a moat. Am I right, girls? Get a moat, right? Get a moat. Moat. Okay, Joan. Classic Joan.
Classic Joan. Anybody know where Melissa Rivers is so she could just stand behind me and like bask in my shadow? Anybody?
That's a classic Joan Rivers joke. Okay, it's just like classic. It's like you have a punchline with a 4-letter word that everyone knows, one syllable. It's a very easy word. And Teresa's like,
what? What's a moat? Is that like a goat that's a man?
Did you see her lights flicker?
Yeah, they flicker all the time. It was Joan Rivers.
I'm still traumatized.
Oh, I'm going to make your lights flicker. Oh. Can we talk?
Give Melissa a joke. Oh, loved it.
Can we talk? Can we flicker your lights?
So, Dolores is like, well, oh, Teresa is like,
can I want some grilled jalapenos because it's good for your metabolisms?
And Dolores is like, look, how Teresa's eating right now? I get it, because I was married to Mr. Jersey Ping Pong of 1972.
Yeah, like, but this is, you know what? Like, now I'm on my own, and, like, you know, he's been spending a lot of time in Florida, and, you know, Frankie Jr.'s in college, and, like, the dog dies, so it's just me and the kitchen island, and it's just, like, it's eviscerating. It's eviscerating, okay?
I've been eviscerated.
I've been eviscerated by jalapenos, and...
I didn't think that jalapenos would be able to have because I thought that challah bread and Pinot Grigio would not be healthy for you, but apparently it's good for your metabolisms.
But when you drink too much, you got Pinots.
Hey, okay. All right, let's play a game. All right, I want to play a game. It's called Two Truths and a Marge. Okay, let's go.
You tell two truths about yourself, and then you tell one truth about Marge. And we try and guess which is you, which is Marge, okay? For example, Teresa, husband in jail... Wanted jalapenos. Classic Joan.
Okay. I tell jokes like Joan Rivers. Like, I'm hilarious. And everyone hates me. Okay. So, you know what's funny? right before we started recording, I was telling Ronnie that... that my therapist said that, like, my, like, psychological... not profile, but, like, my personality is... best little boy in the world. And one, no better way to illustrate this than, like, 2 weeks ago I was at a game night and someone said, let's play two truths and a lie. And I was like, okay. And then I told three truths by accident. I was like, of course I told three truths. I'm not gonna lie. I'm the best little boy in the world.
I can't play this game, you guys. I'm so sorry. I'm the best little boy in the world.
So Marge is like, okay, here we go. Here are the three options. I fooled around with my high school gym teacher. My ex locked me in the closet. I did coke only once in my life. Okay? What do you think it is?
And then Dolores is like, well, I don't know about the coke, but I know that you could overpower Jan, so that's not the case. I know that. And then...
And you're kind of like, a slut, so I think you would hook up with your high school gym teacher, so probably that too. Three truths. Are you the best little girl in the world?
So Marge is like, no, you're wrong. Actually, Jan did lock me in the closet. He actually did lock me in the closet, girls. Why do you think I divorced him? Why do you think I divorced him? I got out.
I'm like R. Kelly. You know, I'm like trapped in the closet. I'm like R. Kelly. Huh? R. Kelly what? R. Kelly what? No, it's not a question.
What's
a
mole? We moved past that, Teresa, right? Come on.
So Dolores is like, nobody would lock me in a closet and get to sleep ever. So I like that Doris acts so threatening when she just keeps taking Frank back.
And the reason why is not because Dolores would be threatening. She'd be like, hey, I'm in the closet. I'm all alone. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's nice in here. Just a little dark. I mean, you know.
I'm eviscerated.
Is Frankie there?
Is Frank Jr. there? Is Maz there? Boo.
Can someone get Frankie?
I mean, it's nice in here, but it's like, it's sad. I mean, I see clothes from like 20 years ago, and like I've lost a lot of trust. You know, it's been a lot of clothing. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, someone's... that's not the person you want to put in prison or a closet.
Or in a closet.
To keep you up all night. It's like the most droll, never-ending ghost that you'll ever have in your house.
Yeah.
Your house. Not house. So, you see, I'm talking like Teresa already.
So Dolores' Two Truths and a Lie are,
all right, me and Frank had sex last week. I bit a girl in the head. And I had airplane sex once. So what's the lie there, huh?
They're like, Frank.
Frank, yeah.
Like, how do you know? Everyone thinks we have sex.
Because you're always talking about how you have trust issues with Frank, and he's in Florida also.
And she's like, it was sex on a plane. Oh, no, she goes, well, I did have sex on a plane, actually, too. And they're like, with who? She's like, I don't know. I don't remember. I'll tell you this. Eviscerated. Right.
Jennifer's like, I can do this. I can do this game. Okay. Here, two truths and a lie.
Oh, wait. So the lie is that she bit a girl in the head?
No, the lie is that she had sex with Frank.
Oh, that's right. So she really did bite the girl in the head.
Of course she did.
What a monster.
I love that. That was never even a question of whether or not that was a lie. Jennifer's like, okay, I can play this. Okay, two truths and a lie. All right, I married a straight man. I'm very happy in my life. And I have 14,000 bedrooms. Like,
She's like, I shit my pants once. I had a Brazilian butt lift. Or my friend and I were in the city as dominatrixes, and I was the submissive. It's like, oh my God.
And everyone's like, you ruined the, no one wants to play anymore. She's like, no, guess.
Yeah. Everyone's like, your ass is fake.
She's like, yeah.
How did guys, you know?
My ass is fake, guys. I was like, oh, so you just turned two truths into a lie into like a brag about your ass.
Yeah, pretty much. And then Tree goes, how'd you become a dominatrix? Ah, bling, bling, bling.
Was it hard to deliver the pizzas in 30 minutes or less?
Who are you hitting with pizzas?
Did you avoid the noids?
I love that Teresa's always looking for money wherever she can. She's just like,
how'd you become a dominatrix? You got friends in that business you can introduce me to?
How long does it take to make the cereals?
No, not this tricks. Dominatrix.
This is where Jen's like, I rebelled against the Turkish culture, but my husband said now I can whip it up in the kitchen. Ew. Oh. Gross.
Shut up.
Jesus, why does the show always have to take feminism and kick it in the nuts every single time?
Yeah, because that's the only way we seem to be able to process it. So the next morning, they'll go home. The next morning, Jackie and Melissa wake up. And Jackie's like, you know, I still can't get over that thing that Jennifer was saying. I mean, like, she can trust a nanny with the kids, but not her silverware? Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
She's not sure how the editing works, and she just wants to make sure it's in there. And Melissa's like, I don't know, but I mean, she talked about shitting her pants. That was great. Was so disgusted.
Melissa's so desperate for an ally right now that she's willing to look the other way at this terrible woman. And by the way... Last week, Jennifer was like, I have we have the highest house in Paramus. And like, so as it turns out, I went to New Jersey last week for Thanksgiving. And my cousin was like, Paramus? I mean, it's a dump. Why would you brag about being in Paramus? Why would you ever mention that you're in Paramus?
Yeah, you can tell just how Marge talks about Paramus. She keeps saying Paramus. Over and over, like it's the most disgusting
thing. I know. It's like being out here and being like, we have the most scenic view in all of Van Nuys. It's like,
And then Marge comes in while they're talking about her. And she goes, hi, how much? Which is like, what? And then she hears them talking and she goes, who's pretentious? The bag checker?
The bag check, is that what we're talking about? The bag check.
Marge is so that woman who, like, it's like around 10, 28 a.m., and she comes into your room with a coffee bag. Hot, wet, yes. Ew. Just like, and she sits at the edge of your bed. Like, yeah. I can imagine her doing that, like every single morning to someone.
I feel like she could come in right now and just be like, how much? And we'd be like, okay, that makes sense.
Meanwhile, has anyone fed Lexi? She's, like, in a cage somewhere in the bottom of this house. Like, Lexi is actually on this trip. And, like, we only see her when it comes time for, like, manual labor. Like, oh, we're going to have breakfast now. You see Lexi, like, over the stove with, like, a cauldron. Like, it's almost ready, man. It's almost ready. In my weird British sesh, New Jersey accent.
So, you know how they always say, be careful of difficult parents because they raise terrible people. Let's go over and watch Jen FaceTime her house. So she's like, hi, I got a Brazilian butt lift. The girls loved it. And her kid's like, Mom, you're not supposed to leave me. Like, hang up on that. I know.
She's
like,
and then she's like, don't worry, child. I'm going to buy you the biggest surprise toy. And the child's like, oh, you can't leave. I want a Hello Dream house, please. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Doesn't even say please. Okay, I want the Hello Dream house. Thanks.
And then Jen's like, I gotta get that shit now. That shit's $400. I'm like, oh,
you actually
16
don't
bathrooms.
Have, yeah, you actually don't have to get that shit. You know what? Because guess what? You certainly didn't care about getting a nice, lovely platter for hatchet throwing.
Yeah, no kidding. Pre-cut carrot and celery buyer.
Yeah. Could you just, like, at least go to, like, Whole Foods and get, like, a fancier...
No.
But now, like, oh, yeah. You'll put $400 into a stupid Hello Dream house that this child's going to throw down the staircase.
Yeah, you want to buy a gift that's useful? How about a fly swatter and slap her in the face every time she acts like that until she learns to be better, okay? You're raising another little brat. We don't need more of those in the world.
How about a ball of yarn and just tell your kid, here, go chase.
Yeah. I actually literally do that with my dad.
Is that a thing to do? Because I would do that.
They're like cats.
So now Marge, Melissa, and Jack, you're just like talking shit about Jennifer. And, you know, like, it's just, you know, Marge's like, you know what my thing is? Yeah. She's like a little one-uppy. She's a little one-uppy. Yes. You know, it's like, Melissa's like, you know what? I think we should give her a fair chance because I think she's just uneasy in a group of new women. She's just trying to show, like, she's just trying to, like, you know, make it seem like she belongs.
Yeah. And it's like, maybe Melissa has a point. I should give a boy a chance. You know, I love a girl that'll talk about shitting herself.
Yeah.
But it's like all you have to do in Jersey.
All right, she has 90 minutes, and then I go back to hitting her.
So next morning, they're all getting ready, Marge is sitting there in crawlers, which I just love that
image. Now they've gone down to breakfast, where Lexi is like stirring the oatmeal over the stovetop. And they all sit down, and Polly comes in, and she's like, hello. All right, today we're going to go on a cattle drive. I mean, we're going to a cattle show. We're going to have, here in Oklahoma with the little children, they like to go and walk the little cows around. So, Jennifer, we're going to walk you around. Oh, that's so Jennifer. Mean. I had to make a joke.
Yeah, just personality-wise.
Personality. She's got cow personality.
Yeah.
Not looks. She's actually very cute. In a weird, I actually find her to be cute. Like, she looks sort of like a...
I mean, the thing that bothers me is that she's like the sweetest nun in nonsense. She has the face of the sweetest nun in nonsense, but she's an asshole.
She's got, yeah,
you know, I don't want to see that nun be an asshole. Yeah. I want to see that nun be nice.
Yeah, cow personality.
Cow, yeah.
I feel like the more I say it, it doesn't get any better. There's no way to. I just move forward.
But since I've already titled the show Cow Pageant... I don't think there's any coming back from that anymore. Yeah. Okay. There was literally a cow pageant. All right. Probably like a way back. We go way back. We go to these cow shows. We do these cow shows. Like, it's basically a beauty pageant for cows.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because, like, the first time we met, she was like, we're going to go to a cow show. And I was like, oh, good. I love cow show. We're going to go. Like, I can't wait to see her show. And then it turns out it was a cow show, not cow show. But it's fine. It's fine.
One time she said, oh, let's go to Akesha. I was like, oh, I love that cereal. It's natural. It's natural, sugar free. Like, that's cashy. I was like, all right. Well, she's a singer, right?
Okay. So, meanwhile, back in New Jersey, we head over to Marge Sr., who's recovering from her massive facelift. Marge Sr., by the way, I just noticed this episode, she made her way into the opening credits, which I thought was cute. She's like stands with Joe, which is cute. So she's just sitting there on a couch, and she's just bossing around Joe. She's like, Joe. All right, I need ice packs, Joe. I need ice packs, new ice packs. Can I get a pillow?
I need to be propped up. Give me a pillow, please.
Do you have any mashed potatoes?
Can I get some water?
I may have to ask you for an Advil. Oop, there goes the microwave.
You know what I want with my mashed potatoes? A fork instead of a spoon.
You have a fork instead of a spoon. Hey, you know, I may have to ask you for a Starbucks later. Is that okay?
I know, she's like the easiest diva ever.
She really is, because like all her requests are in full sentences. Can you rub my feet a little bit?
Oh, can you rub my feet? Yikes.
That was very reminiscent to me of Serial Mom when the lady has the dog lick her feet while she's watching
gross.
Annie.
I forgot about that. So in the van, Marge is like, how excited are we? We're going right now. How excited are we to go to the cow show? We are going to a cow pageant.
The cow pageant.
This is cow pageant.
Okay. Loser has to sleep in the trailer. Okay. Like whoever wins, like gets to beat Lexi, and whoever loses has to sleep in the trailer.
And Jen's like, it's tight. We're going to a luxurious ranch. I mean, there's one bathroom. I had a panic attack when I had to go number two.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? Just shit myself all over again? I mean, I'll do it if you want me to.
Well, at least I've got something to say for the next time we play Two Truths and a Marge.
Yeah. You know what? At least when I shit my pants, it's doing it with an all-natural butt. Am I right, girls?
She goes, it's really easy to go up in life. What's really hard is when you come down.
Oh, my God.
Easy to come up in life? You married an older face surgeon. I mean, I guess that would be easier.
Did she go up in life, though? Did she?
Literally higher. She's above the Paramus Mall, Marge says later. What property? You could look that for the Paramus Mall.
Last time I checked, uphill battle meant not easy. So, so she's freaking out. She's complaining that the bathrooms didn't have locks on them and that there was like, it's not the lap of luxury. And Marge's like, you think you're so fancy? I mean, you live next to a cemetery, bitch.
I like that Marge is still funny and, like, congenial, even when she's being so evil. And yeah. Jen's like, that's true. Costs extra. How many grapes do you have outside of your house?
We actually don't have just marble columns. We have marble headstones on our property. So they get to the cow pageant, and they're all being, like, assigned cows that they're going to groom and stuff. Jennifer's like, nothing slimy, please. Nothing slimy. I'm like, that's a tall request on Real Housewives of New Jersey.
There's a guy like, hi, ladies. We are glad you're here. We're going to have some young men over here who are going to train you how to groom the cows.
I've never been a fan of large animals.
I'm doing like Bethany voice.
Teresa.
I've never been a fan of large animals. They can't. I'm like, you did marry Joe Judice.
It's like they can't talk to you, and so you don't know what their thinkings, and they can't say like, hey, what are you doing? So they just like ram into you and stuff, you know.
That falls. Blink, blink.
I remember actually in fifth grade, I had like this whole like monologue. I guess this was like an attempt at like fifth grade stand up comedy, but I used to tell this to my friends all the time. I'm like, guys, life would be so much easier if we could all talk. Like, because if like we could talk with animals, they would know. Like for instance. Like, it wasn't even, like, it should be funny. Like, it was a sincere thought of mine. Like, what if, like, you know, if you're putting, like, your foot into, like, a shoe and there's a scorpion in there, if we could talk, it'd be like, whoa, so sorry. Didn't mean to. But we can't talk. So then they'll bite you and, like, poison you. My friends probably thought I was crazy because this was, like, a sincere concern, you know?
But
like
the sad thing is that makes sense at that age, you know? Teresa's still like this.
I'm also like, again, best little boy in the world being like, oh, my God, scorpion, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to invade your space. I'm like, we could be better, best little boys in the world.
Yeah, do better. Do better. Oh, that's cute.
I know.
So they basically just play around with the cows. And the guy's like, oh, she's offended by your leather pants.
These are pleather. These are pleather, right?
Yeah. And then there's like, you know, it's the usual stuff. Like, oh, look, there's a cow that's peeing. There's a cow that's pooping. And someone goes, we'll name it Jennifer.
And then Jennifer's like, how do we get used to the smell? They're like, of what? She's like, the asshole.
I'm like, you're the one who lives in Paramus.
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe you should stop wearing so much perfume.
Yeah.
Just asshole.
I like that you projected perfume, an overabundance of perfume onto her.
Yeah.
You know, she has only Chanel.
Yeah.
So then Jackie's like, I don't know if I'm more tired of her or the smell of her bullshit.
I don't know if I'm more tired of her or the smell of her being more concerned about her silverware than her children. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? You trust the cow with your children, but not your silverwares?
So then, Tree is calling Melania. Wait, is this where I'm losing my notes?
No,
am I in the right place?
You're in the right place.
So Tree calls Melania. Did you notice that they showed the phone? Yeah. Yes. So it says Melania, and then it's a heart emoji, and then it says, or Melania with a smiley face emoji.
A kiss smiley emoji. I don't know which one it is. I don't know if it's Melania kiss or Melania hat, so I just call both of them at the same times.
I just hope it's not the Melania who's sitting on a packet of sushi in the grocery store. That was embarrassing.
They really should have an emoji for that. Just a poop and like a lettuce. So, meanwhile, Jennifer calls Bill. He's like, hello.
He's like,
no. Children miss you.
She's like, how could you be so relaxed when you've got the kids there?
I was like, they're outside playing.
I'm in here looking at the sunset over a beautiful Paramus from that window and Manhattan from that window.
Luckily, I've given you permission to call me.
And she's like, these girls, like, they kind of don't get me, but, like, I'm hilarious. And so I was thinking of having a party at our house, but I wanted to make sure I got your permission first. And he goes,
That seems exciting. Very
good. After you leave me, I do change my whole schedule.
But it seems very exciting.
She goes, maybe we could have a inflatable.
Inflatable what?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So Jennifer goes downstairs and she tells the woman, she's like, so you guys, you know, like, I know I've been talking about this house all the time and how big it is, and you really have to see it to believe it. That way you get my humor then. So I was thinking you guys could all come over to the house next weekend. It's, like, so great. I've had people compare it to Monte Carlo or a hotel in France. I'm like, are you talking about, like, a Buick Monte Carlo or, like... You know, not all hotels in France are good. Is it a Buick Monte Carlo? Whatever it is.
I don't know. I'm just watching it like a TV because we're in person. Yeah. So I'm like, ah.
It's so getting Marge so is dark. Like,
how could I refuse this party? It never looks the biggest ball of Paramus.
So she makes her Paramus joke.
Yeah, Paramus, you know what I'm saying? So then they're all like, whatever, we have to see this house while we can before she's kicked off the show. So now they all go off to the hoedown.
Go to a hoedown.
Whoa.
And Melissa's like, what's a hoedown? I mean, back when I was working on the shore, that was just calling in sick.
Hoedown. Back when I was working on the Jersey Shore, they just called the... That's what they said when someone fell over on the boardwalk. Hoedown. I know, because it's been me. That's how I met Joey.
And Marge is like, we're dancing with the Cowboys. I've been here literally 20 times.
Yeah. So, like, oh, it'll be for morning. Oh, it'll be for day.
That's what we're going to do. And Teresa's like,
my brother won't like that.
Oh, the Go, I guess, and the Judas should be friends. Mm. So now, speaking of which, we now go over to Joey Gorga.
No.
So
Joe's with Nona, you know? That's it. He's not the housewife. And it's another season of Joe being another housewife, except when he does his testimonials, the camera is right in his fucking face. Why is it every season the camera's right here in his face?
Maybe he requests it.
Takes up the whole TV.
We want to see his muscly body. Stop that, Bravo.
Yeah.
So,
it's so funny, though. You can always tell when... I feel like Joe's doing that at home on his own webcam with a green screen behind him and just sending it in. Like,
I think so.
But just in case the show sucks as much as it usually does, here's some footage of me being a housewife.
Yeah. So he shows up at this like this restaurant with no, but also Melissa's mom, Donna, who's like, okay, she's, I'm drunk already. Oh, look, there's a chair.
He's like, hey, Dad, you want something to drink? He's like, I want
The mom's like, maybe I'll have a little drink.
Does this pizza come with a good son who visits his father? On top.
Jill's like, let me tell you, drunk Donna is better than drunk Melissa. If I was a little older, forget about it.
I'd have both of them at the same time. So, once again, Nono's like, oh, when she's gone, you visit, what is it? Like, no, no. For 2 weeks, you don't see me. For 2 weeks, I haven't been in your car in 35 minutes. It's
like, oh, Nono. Listen, bitchy-ass Nono. You still get your meal paid for, okay? Yes, you have no problem coming out for a free meal. Stop blaming Melissa anyway. I blame Melissa for everything. She's my Brandy of this show. Melissa is wrong all the time to me. But still, Nono, stop your bitching, okay? I wouldn't go see you either.
Yeah, I want Nono and Donna to hang out more because I think they're cute together and their names are... What?
Lightning.
Really?
There was, like, severe lightning.
What?
My house is probably burning up on fire.
I hear it.
And oh my thunder.
God. You guys, it. Can you hear it?
Oh my God. I'm never getting my electricity back in this stupid town.
There are never thunderstorms in Los Angeles. The fact that we're
this
here
is
together.
That's scary. This that, is crazy.
That was.
Look at that palm tree. I'm just watching that palm tree blow and blow.
Oh my God.
You guys,
a real
it's like
storm.
We live in
That's
a different
scary.
City.
Wow. This is scary.
So we're recording this podcast the same day we recorded Dallas when I lost my electricity 10 times and had to come to Ben's house. I mean, we are in person.
Wait a second. You know, we're doing... Oh, we'll have to talk about this afterwards. If you don't have electricity tonight, you're going to be in real trouble.
Well, we'll probably be done by this time for that anyway.
All right, anyway, the point is nobody comes
to
see me. The thunder and rain only come when Ben is here, not when Ben is away.
No, I haven't had thunder and rain in 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Nono sounds like any person trying to pass a kidney stone. He's like,
he also sort of sounds like a cappuccino machine. So... it's like, wow,
can I have an order of all foam?
So now let's go back to the hoedown.
Did my face turned purple. It
yes.
felt purple.
So they're at the hoedown. There's like a tent and there's like they're outside. And they're like, oh my God, what's that? What's that? I'm like, you guys don't know about cornhole. Come on now.
Melissa does. They say cornhole. She's like, I love cornhole. I was like, you're off the clock. All right.
Something else I learned about on the shore. So they get inside and she's like, there's like, Polly, how do we learn to dance? How do we learn to dance two-step, Polly? Polly, two-step. Polly, if I walk three steps, am I not doing the two steps?
And Jen's like, I would rather not. I would rather not. Turkish women need to be respectful of who they're... They need to be respectful of their husbands. I couldn't imagine telling him, I danced with a hot cowboy. Do-si-do. How about... Dosey Dumb.
Ooh, Jennifer.
Oh,
it could be Nono, too. Oh, you'll never Dosey Dumb with me.
Yeah, the husband's watching this at home, grabbing her knee, like, ooh,
Dosey Dumb.
You're going to do the dishes after this, right?
Oh, two-step. And your Chanel boots that I just got you?
How about less two-step and more two dishes?
How about, instead of two-step, 16-step, and by step, I mean bedrooms.
Bathroom. So Dolores is like, I have never been called ma'am so much since I've been here. And you know what? I love it.
You know what? This is like being in the kitchen, and Frank's there, and Frank Jr.'s there, and that daughter's there, and the dog's there, and Maz is there. This is what it feels like. It feels like a crowded house. But I don't have that. You know, it's okay. I go home. I'm alone. Cabinets, got a new answering machine still.
Sometimes I watch Fuller House just to feel like someone's there.
Sometimes I just
what? No one is.
Yeah.
That's
sometimes
okay.
I just fill my Brita pitcher and say, I just pretend the pitcher is my house and the water is my family. And I watch it go through. And that's what life is, watching the water go through the filter. And you drink
it.
Get more water.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Fine with
the hoedown's like done. It's like 1 a.m. She's just sitting there on a chair talking.
So Melissa's like, I'm going to go check on Joe real quick. So she calls Joe and she's like, Joe, it's a windstorm.
He's like, oh, sorry, no, that's just your dad. That's just my dad back there.
Oh, you'll never blow the wind when I'm in. Oh my God, my poor neighbors.
My God, my poor neighbors. I used to have this neighbor who worked from home, and every time she's so nice, and every time she saw me, she would just kind of look at me weird, you know? She got a day job, and I can't blame her. This is just like this all day at my house.
And Donna, meanwhile, is drunk. She's like, hey, we're playing cards. I won. I'm like, you're holding a knife, ma'am.
Okay, calm down.
So
Melissa's like, you know, I don't think Joe gets enough credit. He spends as much time with my mother as his father. You know, I also have a widowed mother. And I'm like, okay, now we're having dead parent competitions. You and Teresa need to stop, okay? I'm sick of watching you and Teresa fight. I'm also sick of watching you and Teresa pretend to get along.
But I'm loving this adorable art house film about Nono and Donna becoming friends and bonding over, like, the torture of being, like, widow and widower. It's, like, so heartwarming.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how many times were you called today? Not many, Nono.
Let's take a walk in the park and play cards.
Let's hold lonely hands.
Piano play. It's like a Mark Foster movie. Forster.
We can hold hands because the hand that would be holding the phone knows it won't be busy today.
I'm in the shallows. You're in the deep end. Ooh! I don't know why I turned into Star is Born. Oh, no is born.
So she's like, well, Joe, this is amazing. You're such a good husband. And he's like, just make sure you tell my sister.
So, now watch that. I'm going to go masturbate in front of Nono and Donna and see if they like it. So Melissa like goes back in the hood. She's like, oh my God, I just had the most amazing FaceTime. Joe was with Nono. Again, I repeat, my husband Joe, your brother Joe, is with Nono. So almost like his name could be Yes Yes. Because they Yes Yes, they're hanging out.
Kinda. Okay? It's kinda. And Teresa's so mad at this news.
She won't
it's so ridiculous. She's just like blinking really fast and like looking to the side. You know how she does where she's like, bling, bling. She just looks all over the room like she's scanning the room. And Dolores is like, well, she makes the point of letting Tree know that Joe's with the father. Tread lightly. This could spark the biggest fire New Jersey's ever seen.
I'm like, have you ever been to a restaurant in New Jersey? It's called Insurance Money.
Have you been to train? Because they have fires on the wall.
Rails.
Okay. Rails, yes.
I was getting all the details about Rails from my cousin, and I forgot all the important stuff. But she went to Rails recently, which was fun. So, really good anecdote. Is everything okay over there?
I'm just looking at all the marks I leave on the table.
Well, it's a glass disgusting. Table. Don't worry. Hey,
no, but it's not,
you know, I thought I got Windex. I got Windex. There's a reason why I got the Windex right over there, because you got a glass table. When the glass table comes in, you got to
spritz
it. Listen, you know what? Like, Frank's in Florida a lot, and Frankie Jr. is not there, so I got to wash down my own table.
Sometimes I look at countertops, and I think, does Frank
like the fingertips. I like
the granite?
Yeah, but you know what, though?
Does he just see squiggly?
You know what, though? I like having the fingertips. I like seeing the fingerprints. It makes me feel like people are there.
Oh, my God. Oh, Dolores.
So Tree will just not let Melissa have this. She's like, well, it's nice that Joe's helping out when I'm gone, but what about when I'm around, when I got children to take care of? I'm like,
I didn't think I'm not a...
Okay,
Teresa.
Okay.
Maybe go to the gym more? That would help. So by the way, was Joe ever a big help around the house? Like, how is it so different without Joe Giudice being in your house than it is now? You've got more food in your fridge.
You like
and more beer.
You have like 100% less Grimace walking around. And I talk about Grimace from McDonald's. It should be easier. So Jennifer is like another part of the hoedown, and Polly introduces her to like a plastic surgeon, and she's like, oh, look, because your husband's a plastic surgeon. Here's a plastic surgeon in Oklahoma. And Jennifer's like, oh, how's plastic surgery in Oklahoma? It's like, oh, they don't use anesthesia. What do you want him to say? It's
like she's such an asshole. She just wanted to say, my husband's a plastic surgeon. So what is it like here? And he's like, busy. And she's like,
use chainsaws.
And then Polly goes, she thinks we live in a third world country.
Which is, that's like Polly Shade. I like Polly Shade.
Yeah, I like Polly Shade too. She's like, she thinks we live in a third world country. I'm proving her wrong by making her a pecan pie with my hands.
Listen, my sizzle reel for getting a show on the Food Network fell through, and this is the best I can do, so I'm going to shade her while I can.
So then we see them going through the buffet line, which is hilarious because no one knows what anything is.
Yeah.
Don't you have meat over there? Like, is barbecue really that crazy? There's no barbecue restaurants in Jersey. Jackie goes, what's that? And I said, brisket. She's like, oh.
Doesn't look like bread. So then Melissa and Jennifer are cozying up to the bar to get some cocktails. And Melissa's saying that she's really excited to have Jennifer as a drinking partner because no one else in the group really drinks.
Oh, Jennifer's being horrible.
Yeah, so Jennifer orders a tequila on ice in a red cup. And then she tastes it. She goes, ugh, this tastes like rubbing alcohol. Do you have any of that Chanel tequila?
Do you have any white diamonds here? Melissa's like, we're outside in a tent. Just drink, girl. She's like, I gotta hold my nose. And then she like puts her diamond ring up while she holds her nose.
Oh, I know.
She's like, such a gross person, and I cannot wait until you're bankrupt. I cannot fucking wait until your husband is sued for botching someone's damn face, which you know is about to happen, because I can see yours.
Ooh.
Takes all your money, and your ass is poor. We'll see how much you like that beautiful trailer that you almost got to stay in with hardwood floors.
That's right. Because then she goes, let's get down and dirty hillbilly style. I'm like, hillbilly? Ugh. That's not Oklahoma. Hillbilly is so not Oklahoma. Rude. Hillbilly is if you're going to use the if you're gonna use a hillbilly slur, you use that in, like, I'm assuming, like, Appalachia or something like that.
Yeah, get it straight.
Get it straight. Get slurs Oklahoma. Straight. I don't even know what an Oklahoma slur is. It's, like, not even a slur.
I don't Cowboy. Even know, really. I just sing O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A, Oklahoma. That's all I do when I hear Oklahoma. Or I think, finally, Brianna's escaped.
I know.
Congratulations,
the entire time I'm, like, waiting for, like, Ryan to pop up with his crazy ass, like,
get
beard.
Get your feet off the cow.
Brianna looks great these days. Like, the better she looks, the worse Ryan looks.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's
Isn't
like
that most marriages, though?
He looks like someone I'd see at, like, a diner off the side of the highway. You're like,
yeah, in front.
Yeah.
With, like, a hat out.
Yeah, a hat. Like, you're scared of him because he's going to, like, punch you in the face for no good reason.
Yeah. He's, like, shaking quarters, and you're like, I know that's fake because who has quarters anymore?
No.
Get it together, Ryan.
So now Jennifer is drunk, and she's just making an ass of herself at this hoedown. She's like, barbecue, can we get any more cliche? I'm like, you're the cliche one, cliche.
Yeah, I'm
face.
Like, how about a big rubber faced, bouncy house lip lady being a snobby biatch?
Yeah,
at a dance.
You know what your intersecting C's stand for? Cliche and cliche.
Yeah.
CNC Music Factory.
CNC.
Yeah, not
Cop
Chanel.
Fitness and Cop Fitness.
Yeah.
Two gyms coming together. Oh, actually, I was talking to Maz about that. So,
it's so, like, by the way, I just have to say, it's so much more fun doing Dolores in person because we can see each other's faces. Because in person, we do the two of us, we do the full Dolores face. Like, well, it's like the shrugs and the sighs and the looking up the side. Well, you know.
You can't with that girl. I just can't.
I mean, barbecue. I like barbecue. It reminds me of, like, my family barbecues, you know?
Yeah.
Frank's in Florida, though.
And Laura's like, you know, I think that she just doesn't know better because no one who knew better would talk like that.
Yeah.
Margaret's like, well, I guess we'll find out when we go to the Taj Mahal, huh?
And I like to, and Dolores.
Nailed another one.
Taj Mahal.
I know no one's keeping score, but.
And this actually made me laugh out loud because Dolores just gets this look on her face like, ugh, this fucking house I've been hearing about for 3 fucking days. I just cracked up because I was like, I hear you, sister.
And Margaret goes, oh, yeah, she has a fountain there. Don't forget, she has the fountain. And Teresa goes, I got a fountain. She's like, yeah, but Teresa, I went to your home and you didn't say, look at my beautiful fountain that I have that you don't have. You were bragging about your fountain. She's like, yeah, because Teresa never brags. Have you ever watched this show? I can't believe Teresa even still has the house she lived in with her giant angel wings.
Angel wing doors,
thing.
Yeah.
I am the angel wings. We actually killed angels and took the wings of the tower.
So Jackie's like, this house better be fucking spectacular. I better see all sorts of metal detectors. That's what I want to see.
And then Soma stands up for her and says, maybe people just think, oh, Teresa. She's like,
I think they misunderstand hers. She's like math. It's hard. They just don't get a sense of humor.
I'm like, oh, okay. So this is the one she thinks is going to stick up for her against Melissa, right?
I think that, like, I think people don't understand. She's hot. She's hard to understand. She's like baskets. Like, what are baskets? How do they work?
What? I got a question.
I got a question,
What's
too.
A basket case? You keep baskets in a case? Or is it like when a basket commits a murder or something and then someone opens a case?
Like, or is a case made of baskets? And then how do you do that? Like, why do they call these weird things this?
There are no case in baskets. I don't understand.
Yeah. So, so then they're back at the ranch house now, and Jennifer is still holding on to her solo cup, and she's like, how cool is it that we can drink, like, wine out of a solo cup and be, like, totally cool with it in this trash bag state they called Oklahoma? Does it even have a name? Oklahoma something? I haven't even bothered to learn it. It's just paramus or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
And then Dolores is like, could you see yourself living here? No, I'm surprised. And then Polly's like, well, it's the country experience. Because she's got kind of that Texas thing, but also her Jersey thing. She's like, it's a country experience. Not everyone gets that. And Jen's like, for when I get days off, I want, like, glamour. I want, like, multiple toilets. I want, like, big tall roofs over malls.
I want, like, paramus. You know, glamour. You can't spell glamour without paramus, okay?
Like, what are we going to do here? Cow tipping? Like, if I stayed here again, I would stay in a hotel. And Polly's like, I'm going to go walk around now before I kill a bitch right on this straw floor.
Yeah. Okay. And Marge goes, you know what? Right now, I'm getting really huffy. I'm huffy
right now.
You know what? Have you ever seen something that's huff? Huff Po? Guess what? It should call it Huffy Po. You know what? They should call it Marge Po because I'm really huffy right now.
Yeah. You know how huffy I'm getting? I'm turning into a bike. All right? It's not huffy. Some kid is going to come here and start riding me around the block like a bike. You know a huffy bike.
You know what? You can call me. I'm like a French actress. Just call me Olivia Huffy. Okay. I'm happy.
So Polly gets up there and she's like, speech.
Oh yeah, sorry. I thought they were at home, but they weren't. My bad.
It was close though, because this is where she started. That stuff all did happen though, right there.
Yeah.
So Polly like gives a speech, and it's like so moving. And then
she's like, I want to thank Margaret. Margaret's wonderful. She's so wonderful. I've known her for 20 years. We're doing this thing with the hospital gowns. Da 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 da. And Dolores is like, wow. You know, she really welcomed all of us into her crazy house and trailer because only based on her friendship with Margaret, and that means a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
they've been friends for 20 years. Yeah. That says something. I'm impressed. It's almost like I didn't give the woman a chance because I was blindly sticking up for a lunatic last season that everybody knew was wrong, and I probably did too. But I believe loyalty is the most important thing, and I'll go to hell for believing that and following those footsteps every time.
Yeah.
Not that I'm about to make the same mistake with Teresa at all. It's not the same thing at all. It's totally different.
I get the sense that Margaret's the sort of person that Polly would probably bite someone in the face for. And I get that. I've done that. I've been there.
So then Margaret gives her speech and she goes, I want to thank her for hosting us because I know we're a lot. We're lunatics. I mean, let's face it. We're lunatics.
Yeah.
And then Teresa's like,
Polly, why don't you come visit us in Jersey so you can stay with me?
And then someone else is like, stay with me. And then Jennifer's like, what about me? I got 16 bathrooms.
Oh, so
Margaret's just like, shut up, you bitch.
And everybody's like awkward. I mean, even in Oklahoma, that's awkward. She's like, Margaret goes, you don't pledge when you've got 16 toilets. That's so many toilets you can take a shit in a different one every day for 2 weeks. Like, and Jennifer's like,
she's like, yep, you could.
Finally, you got it.
So Tree's like, you know, Polly, like, I feel like I could be best friend. When I met Polly, I thought I had known her for, like, so long. And then I realized it's only because I'd taken a lot of Polly's during the times in camps.
Every time I talked to Polly's in the past, she's always told me that I was telling the truth. So
it was so weird talking to Polly's this time because she didn't hook me up to a machine. And I was like, that's nice for once. So now that you're back at the ranch, I'm sorry, everyone. I hate getting my facts incorrect.
So they get back, and everyone's like, did you have fun? And everyone's like, oh, my God, I had so much fun. And then Jen goes, what was that, country music? It was a snore.
Listen, You don't have to like country music. I don't particularly love country music myself. But I'm not going to go to a country show. I'm not going to go to someone else's turf and be like, this music, what a snore. That'd be like if someone came here to this apartment and was like, Dave Matthews Band? Lame.
That's like someone going to church and being like, why did so many songs talk about holes? Like, holy, 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 holy. Like, I'm sick of that.
Quiet, Tamara. No, but for real, that's like, it's like, just know your audience, Jennifer. Like, know where you are. Like, have, like, some awareness.
She's an idiot. Like, we see where you... I mean, I'm obsessed with Chanel. Oh, God, shut up.
I know.
So then Jen, Marge is like, what? It was Fed. It was Fed.
She's like, Fed music.
I'm just saying, she could have played some house music. I mean, cater to the guests. They did cater to the guests. You guys didn't even know what they were serving.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah, exactly. House music. Yeah. So anyway, so Marge goes, you know, that's socially inappropriate. You're socially inappropriate. I know it seems bad manners, but it was just like, that's socially inappropriate. She says, well, you know what? Cry me a river, Margaret. Cry me a river. Seriously, you have the worst manners I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of bad manners. She's okay. Like,
what? I have Marge the senior. Best manners.
I totally disagree with that. I have the best manners. This chair is ugly.
You're trying to wet up people. That's all you're doing right now. It's like you're trying to wet up people. It's like something's always got to be better.
I don't like the music.
Yeah, I don't like the music. I have better music. Look at the sunset. I have a better sunset. You know what? It's not like whose dick is bigger. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
But Bill's dick is the biggest of all, I have to say.
So then Polly comes in as they're talking about like trying to be more respectful to Polly.
Yeah.
And then Jen doesn't stop. She just keeps going. She's just, you know, I do speak more fast than what I'm thinking. But I'm not going to change myself for you. I really hate when people say shit.
Well, I also...
I'm a monster, but I'm not going to change for you.
Yeah.
Like, if you know you're being a monster, change.
Yeah.
Change for you. How about that?
I do speak more fast when I'm thinking... I do speak more fast than what I'm thinking. I'm like, yes, for instance, saying more fast instead of faster.
Yeah, I mean, even going in on the grammar there. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I can't stand that. I'm not going to change who I am. Or I have an opinion. I'm entitled to it. Like, oh my goodness. This is a woman who is like still upset that she wasn't cast on Jersey Shore 10 years ago. And this is her next stop on the fame train.
Or sister act.
So that she's like, you're just obnoxious. That's what you are. You're obnoxious. And she's like, oh, yeah, you want a medal? You want a medal? And then Polly speaks up. Polly, who's been like above the fray, because she's like not a housewife like that.
Yeah.
And she's like, Polly's like, you know what? It is offensive. I have opened my home in what I hope is a real gracious way.
It wasn't my intention to be offensive. She goes, well, usually that's not in people's intention to be offensive.
It was shock value. And Polly's like, why?
Why? She goes, no, I'll tell you what's shock value, honey. A trailer.
I'll tell you what shock value is: building a mansion on top of a hill and realizing you're in a dump. Jennifer's like, I just think that punchline should be funny. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, name one.
Can someone call over the coyotes and feed this woman to them?
So Marge is like, if someone's offensive, that's it. They sleep in the trailer. They can sleep in the trailer. And she's, what is it with you and the trailer, Margaret? Like, this girl is...
You're the one with the trailer.
Trying to start a fight for nothing. She's
and then
ass.
She gives this, like, totally insincere apology where she goes, you know what? I really didn't realize because I was drinking. I didn't realize how I was being. But now that I say the words out loud, I realize it could be mean. And I didn't mean to do that. So, Polly, I'd like to apologize to you about the sunset. I one-upped you. I'm sorry. And I never would have had this experience at the Four Seasons. I was like, oh, my God. Oh my God, he needs to be sent to the Motel 6.
Well, I gotta give Jen credit because she really is coming on in the first, you know, part of the season on her only season, and just being an awful human being, just, you know, and I hope that she's trying to do it, you know, to entertain us, because there really is only so much I can take of Melissa and Teresa pretending to fight. Like, where's her pizza restaurant?
I don't think this is gonna be an only season for her, actually, because she's really being the villain that we need. Someone totally obnoxious, lack of self-awareness, but she's not being craven. She's not just, but she's just crazy. And I wouldn't, I would not be surprised if we spend this entire season talking about how much we can't stand her, and then next season come around and be like, oh my god, she's so amazing.
Probably,
that's what happens. That's like what happens with every single batshit lady on Bravo.
Yeah.
Leanne, Camille Grammer. I mean, we need like a season off to appreciate like the villainy, and then we're like, oh yeah.
Also, we need someone else to fight, because I really like Marge's. I don't like watching Marge to fight. Like, I thought she dealt with Siggy in such a... It's fun when you're watching someone crazy like Siggy go for Marge and just watching Marge stay calm.
Yeah.
And making Siggy even more psycho, like, by the second. But Jennifer, I don't know. I think they're going to have to do something with Melissa and Teresa. Something has to happen with those two, because I can't with those two.
I can't, but
they're doing the same fake bullshit they are every other season. It's boring.
Yeah, this one, actually, I was afraid it was going to be like that, but I actually think this no-no fight that they're having, it doesn't feel as fake as I thought, and I'm not as annoyed by it as I thought I would be. But so let's before we sign off for the weekend, let's dip in very quickly to the Crappens mailbag.
Let's do
ding
that.
Dong, ding dong, ding dong, dong dong, dong dong, dong dong, dong dong, dong dong. This is where our Patreon supporters can write in questions, comments, whatever you want, and we'll read them on the air. If you want to do that, go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens. So we haven't been able to do this for a few weeks because of Thanksgiving, etc. So, and we do promise to get to all these questions. We have so many to get through. So here's one, a nice easy one for us. This is from Siobhan O'Brien.
Siobhan. Hi, Siobhani.
One of our most ardent supporters. Siobhan says, in honor of Top Chef coming back and Thanksgiving coming up, so obviously this was like before Thanksgiving she wrote this, but in honor of Top Chef and Thanksgiving, do you have any suggestions on sides and desserts you've done in the past that went over well? And by the way, sorry Siobhan, that we're answering this after Thanksgiving, but maybe you can use this advice in the holiday season.
Yeah, coming up. Still the holidays. Okay, oh, still lots of cooking and Hanukkah, to be done.
Kwanzaa.
Same kind of cooking.
Yeah. Ronnie, what about you? Do you have any sides of desserts that you made recently that you or in
well, general? Well, last like? Year when I was still eating the meat, I did a homemade... Well, you don't need meat to do this, but I made homemade cornbread, like buttermilk cornbread. It was delicious.
Yum.
Learned it from Alex Cornicelli, and nice. That was amazing. And then I took that and made homemade stuffing.
Nice.
That was stunning. And I make mac and cheese every year. That's always good. And then what's my other thing? I've been roasting potatoes, but I'm not killing it at that, I have to say.
Really?
And I made some pumpkin flan this year for my family, and they're like, what is that? Wait,
why
like, you have know what flan is, you idiots.
Why have your potatoes not been killing it?
Because on the holidays, you have to cook everything in the same temperature of the oven.
Yeah.
So I'm not used, like, I'm used to roasting the F out of a potato. I like a got really it. Crispy.
Me too.
Crusty, and you have to, like, take it out of the oven and... Turn it every.
You want it to be like
every 15 minutes,
crispy on the outside,
evenly
but
done.
Like, yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. But when you're with, well, you've got a million things cooking, especially when there's one oven. You can't just be pulling stuff out, and every time you open the door, it takes heat away from other things. Then you're ruining the other things. So I have it timed to single person cooking.
Right. Yeah. I have made several really good sides recently. There's, in fact, right here on this table, this book right here, Dining In.
Whoa, Dining In.
Dining In by Allison Roman. One of our listeners was very kind enough to give this to me. It's so far been a great cookbook. And on top of that, I made something from it like about a week and a half ago that was so divine. It was a roasted winter squash. So I used an acorn squash, which I'd never used before, which was fun to do. But you basically, you roast the squash with some honey. You roast it with like honey and coconut oil, and while that roasts, you make a coconut gremolata, which is basically like cilantro and lemon zest and coconut flakes, and there's maybe some other stuff in there, but the acorn squash on its own was like really delicious, and then you add the gremolata, and it was just like one of those things, like very simple ingredients, very simple procedure, but like add that extra layer of flavor that's just so wonderful. So that one I really enjoyed. You know, I've been cooking a lot. I made something from Ina Garten's new cookbook, Cook Like a Pro. I made this for a Friendsgiving. I made It's like a farro salad. It's called like Charlie Bird's farro salad.
Oh, yum.
That
love a farro.
So good. Farro is so good. I love the texture of farro. So if you have Ina Garten's new cookbook, that is great. And something I have not made, but our listener, Jess, suggested to us was Ina Garten's cauliflower toasts, which she said are phenomenal.
Oh,
so,
man. Someone made cauliflower, like a baked potato, like a baked potato type thing, but with cauliflower, where you do the... She called it fully loaded baked potato cauliflower or something.
Oh, my God.
And it was just everything you put in the baked potato, like a twice-baked potato, right? So the sour cream, the cheese, the butter, but made with cauliflower.
Yeah. Oh. I love that. The other thing... Oh, and I actually made a stovetop mac and cheese last week for the fun of it.
Oh, yum.
I used a recipe from the Food Lab, that book right out there. Mm-hmm. And I messed up. I accidentally put in 2 pounds of macaroni instead of 1 pound. So it was supposed to be like super creamy. And like, so as a result, it was only like halfway creamy, but it was still creamy, but it was so good. And it was so easy. It was like so much easier than actually doing like a baked mac and cheese. Cause like,
I mean, I do it stovetop anyway. You just bake it after you do the stovetop.
Yeah.
Part, right.
I guess I could have done that, but it was just like, yeah, you just, you know, just
I
like put that cheese in. It was so good.
Well, what else is on that list there, Bean?
You know what? I am so hungry after talking about that I think we have to...
the bag?
I'm going to close the bag prematurely because now I am
you
starving.
You bag closer.
I know. Bing, bing,
I'm
bing,
starving
bing.
Too. Let's go get some food.
Yeah. So you guys, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back on Monday to talk some... I guess we're talking...
Oh, no!
No, no! We're talking Atlanta and Married to Medicine.
We have Atlanta, Married to Medicine... The Shaw's reunion,
yeah.
Probably on the bonus episode.
Probably
bony.
Sorry.
Something has to get pushed to bonus episode. So why don't we make that like a... We'll decide on Monday what gets pushed to the bonus episode.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So you guys...
People want to hear the end of Shaw, so they're getting restless.
Fine. We can do that. We'll
suck
it up.
Something out.
We're going to be spending a lot of time together next week because we're going to Nashville, so we'll be traveling together, so we'll have time to talk about everything.
Oh, that's actually truth.
We can do a Shaw's.
That's the truth.
We'll figure something out.
Okay, everybody, we love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Hi, I'm Jessie Ware, and I'm here with my mother, Lenny.
Hi.
And we're from the podcast Table Manners, and we're currently getting sponsored by Campo Viejo. Not only is this wine from the premium wine-growing region of Rioja in Spain, it was created specifically to be shared with family and friends.
So, in the spirit of sharing, pour me a glass of Campo Viejo, darling.
Of course I will, Mum. But remember...
Always drink responsibly.
You tell him, Mum.